Evening. Welcome to another Wednesday's at Bliner. Hope you're all keeping well. What have you been up to this week? Have you been basking in your newfound freedom? Has lockdown suddenly become a lot less onerous? Have you ventured any further afield? We're not as free as maybe our English friends, but we do have the opportunity to go to shops, I think, these days. Well, I don't know how many of you have done that. My impression is that it's fairly quiet, actually. Have you done anything this week that you wouldn't have done last week? Have you had the confidence to push those boundaries a little bit? One of the benefits of slightly relaxed lockdown is that we are allowed to open for private prayer. That's not allowed to meet together at the moment, but we are allowed to meet for private prayer. So I'm just intending to open the building for an hour and a half. That's between 4 and 5:30 tomorrow. There's no pressure on anyone to come. We're putting the information out on Facebook so that the community will be aware of what's happening. And if anyone wants to just come along and spend some time in quietness and in prayer, then the opportunity is there for you to do it. I'll be there for an hour and a half tomorrow. So join if you want, but if not, then don't. That's fine. But I must admit, I do wonder how people cope. With life in general, really, leave alone stressful situations like lockdown and the other things that come along from time to time in life. Many would say that Christianity is an emotional crutch. Well, perhaps it is, but if you don't hold on to that, what do you hold on to? A lot of people would put their security in all sorts of things, from the things around them to the people around them, to their job, their home, their finances, to other things, perhaps things that are even shakier than that. And we find time and time again, I think the world has found time and time again, and anybody who's lived for long enough would realise that those things let you down. The banks let you down. Your home can crumble, not too soon, hopefully, but everything around it, people are fallible and will let us down. As a believer, it's encouraging, whatever situation we find ourselves, to know that God has given us promises. 2 Peter says he's given us very great and precious promises. And Psalm 91 is particularly a psalm about promises. And it's about security. It's about the things that we put our trust in. The psalmist, thought to be Moses, starts like this. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. As I say, it's considered to be a psalm written by Moses. And Moses had many experiences in his life, didn't he? He was brought up in a royal palace. He was protected at birth, brought up under by a royal princess, brought up in Egypt, then spent time in the desert, then was called to lead his people from Egypt, so was back to Egypt and then back to the desert. And through all that, he found God faithful. He found God gave promises and God answered prayer. And then he was given the law. Now, the law is very much a picture of how God intends us to live. And if we live the way God intended us to live, there is an intrinsic protection about that. I've said it many times. If you follow the Maker's instructions, usually things work out. Not always, but usually. And Psalm 19 tells us, doesn't it? The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Much benefit, much encouragement, much blessing from knowing and keeping God's word. But I want us to think particularly about six promises that God gives his people in Psalm 91 and verse 14 to 16. So let's just think about these for a few minutes as we consider what everything's been going on around us in recent weeks, the deaths, the cases of coronavirus, all the things that have scared us, that have made us concerned. Let's just think of the things that God promises us in just these three verses. So Psalm 91, verses 14 to 16. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. If we hold fast to him in love, live according to the way that he designs us to live, we have intrinsic safeguards. But these six particular promises are given to God's people here. Deliverance, protection, answer when we come to him, rescue, honour, satisfaction, and ultimately salvation. It's worth noting, though, that a couple of verses before that, verses 5 to 7 of Psalm 91, we have these words. We have words that were used by the devil to tempt Jesus. He took words directly from Psalm 91 when he was tempting Jesus in the desert. And we read these words in Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, then throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. He says, we don't deliberately put ourselves in harm's way. We don't test God. Yet Jesus was tested in every way, but without sin. He held fast and he was vindicated. And as such, he became the means by which we can be saved. And the means by which we can experience is those promises that God has given us in his word. Lockdown, the rules of lockdown have been for our protection, really, have been to protect society from the harm that this virus could do. And if we obey those rules, there's an intrinsic level of protection within them. God gives us his word for our protection, and we would be wise to follow his rules for that very reason. We don't put God to the test. We don't deliberately put ourselves in harm's way. But above all, we can be safe in the salvation that was won for us at Calvary, in his forgiveness, in his keeping power. It's worth pointing out, though, that who knows these promises? Six very important promises, but to who? Well, to those who hold fast to him in love, to those who know his name, and to those who call on him. Where is that protection found? Well, those who know him by coming, first of all, to the cross. The hymn writer writes this, O safe and happy shelter, a refuge tried and sweet, O trysting place where heaven's love and heaven's justice meet. As to the holy patriarch that wondrous dream was given, so seems my Saviour's cross to me, a ladder up to heaven. Just a few words from our friend Mr. Spurgeon here as we come to a close. To preach privileges without specifying to whom they belong is like putting a letter in the post office without a direction. It may be very good and contain a valuable remittance, but no one can tell for whom it is intended. All the promises of Scripture are plainly directed to those to whom they belong. Who do they belong to? Those who hold to him fast in love, those who know his name, and those who call on him. And where is that protection found? Well, it's found in that safe and happy shelter, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to pray as we come to an end, and then we're going to join together and sing. It's a song that we don't really know in Blaenau. It's a lovely modern song called He Will Hold Me Fast. We're going to join with the Aberystwyth Conference to sing it, and maybe we can use it again one day when we're back together. We'll pray in a moment, but maybe I'll see you tomorrow. If not, look forward to seeing you again here on Sunday. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the great and precious promises that we're given in your word, that we can rest secure, knowing that you are faithful, that you are the one who keeps us and holds us fast. Bless us now as we go our separate ways. Encourage us through the rest of the week. Lord, we look forward to being able to join together again in person. But pray, Lord, that your name would be glorified through all that we do and all that we say and how we live in the meantime. To the honour of your name and to your glory. Amen. Every blessing. See you soon.
Thank you.